Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some questions that I get on YouTube. And I've been doing this for over a year now, and this is volume 13. And I just basically take some YouTube questions that are posted on various videos, and then I unpack them here for you so you can get a little bit more information based on the questions. And I think these are pretty well-rounded, and you'll get a lot of good information from the questions that were asked on YouTube. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. And this comment comes from the Vac Daddy video, and it's, does Leslie sell these vacs that you cover on YouTube? And this is something that you may find interesting. You may find it not interesting, but basically to get into distribution, it's very difficult to get into any distributor, whether it be Leslie's Wholesale, whether it be SCP, Pool Corp, they're actually the same thing, Pool Corp or Heritage. You have to really get, you know, into the system. A lot of times you have to have some kind of inventory tracking. It has to be related to their software. You also have to make a deal with the distributor to sell the product to them at a discounted price so that the distributor can make some money. It's basically, they're the middleman, they get their cut, they get the product from you at a lower cost, and you get some sales because you're of course selling them directly to the distributor, and then they're reselling them to the pool pros. However, there are several companies that just don't do this because there's just not enough money left for them to go to distribution. One of those would be the Vac Daddy, and the other one would be the Riptide. Basically, you can buy these only from the manufacturer's website. Direct sales, I guess you can call it, and you can't buy them anywhere else except from their site. I believe the Vac Daddy is on Amazon, if I'm not mistaken. I have to double check that. But most of the time, you just buy them straight from the distributor because, again, there's just not a lot of room in there for the distributor, or if there is room in there, the price the distributor wants from the company is just too low, and they're unwilling to do that. Now, it'd be great if you could just walk into Leslie's or walk into any store and get these products that I have on my channel, but a lot of them are specialty products, and that's just not going to be possible. And besides that, it's really hard for the manufacturers to carry so many SKUs and so many products, and they have a certain amount of products that they're happy with, and adding another product sometimes is just not in their game plan to begin with. And then I mentioned the difficulty of getting a product in there in the first place. Here's another one. I didn't find this very helpful. And this was on a video of a podcast I did describing different defects of plaster. I was looking for a video on YouTube that would show me examples of these issues so as to identify my issue specifically and to how to address it. He speaks as if he can see something that he's showing you. Laugh out loud. Dude, really? And that's kind of one of the drawbacks with podcasts is that I'll talk about something that, you know, you can kind of visualize if you kind of know what you're looking for. And there's also a very difficult aspect of this. Showing defects in plaster with a camera just doesn't work very well either. You could take photos sometimes of some of the plaster with underwater cameras, but it's really hard to grasp the whole look of it if you don't have, you know, if it's not something that's large and it's something that you can see. Of course, one of the defects I talked about was the bad pebble in PebbleTec. Now, PebbleTec is a river rock, and they do put it through a really fine system of checking it with magnets to make sure there's no metal in the pebble. But sometimes metal does get in there, and then you have a rust stain that just appears on the PebbleTec, usually after the first 6 months to a year. Up to 2 years that it's been in the pool, this rust stain will develop, and it's the size of an eraser head. So when I describe stuff like that, you should be able to figure out, you know, what an eraser head looks like and what a rust stain looks like. And if you see them all over your PebbleTec, then more than likely you have a defect of the pebble. And they'll come out there and they'll chip out the little defective pebbles. You won't really notice it in the overall surface of the pebble tank because there's so many of these pebbles. Once they chip those out, you're fine. There's a 10-year warranty on the pebble tank product itself. Other things I talked about in that podcast were like streaks in the plaster, different coloration. And again, that's hard to kind of show in a video. In the podcast, I think I mentioned that if you look at cement, if you're walking on the sidewalk, you'll see that even the sidewalk has different kind of shades of the cement and patterns in there in some cases. And as the cement gets older, like your driveway, for example, you'll see different discolorations. And that's kind of how a plaster pool is. So yes, there is a little bit of a drawback with doing these. Now, I've been doing some new videos on YouTube called Versus, where I put a lot of video clips in with this. And this is kind of like what I'm doing on the podcast here. So I'll probably do one of those eventually with the pool surface type so that you get a better idea. And I'll have video footage there. But yes, there's a limitation with these podcast episodes that I put on YouTube. And by the way, I just put one episode up a week, and that's my Monday episode. And there's about 1.5 million video views on those podcasts on YouTube. So with the limitation, they're still being widely, I guess, watched or listened to, I should say. And YouTube's a great platform for the podcast here. Here's another one here. Why are you using borax and laundry detergent booster? So this is for a video where I'm doing a startup and I'm adjusting the pH. And the reason why I'm using 20 Meal Team Borax, and it's not just a laundry enhancer, or it's not just a way to kind of clean the laundry better, but it also is a product that has a very high pH. I believe it's like 13 or 14. And the high pH of the borax, the 20 Meal Team Borax, is great for raising the pH in the pool without really significantly raising the alkalinity in the pool. Now, baking soda is a great way to raise the alkalinity in the pool. Soda ash is a great way to raise both the alkalinity and the pH in the pool. And 20 Meal Team Borax is a great way to raise the pH in the pool without raising the alkalinity. It raises alkalinity slightly, but it raises the pH greatly because it's really high in pH. And it also adds borates to the pool water, which is good because if you listen to the podcast where I talk about having borates at 50 parts per million and how it's an algistat and how it helps enhance the chlorine, when you're using borax to raise the pH in the pool, especially on a startup, you're adding borates to the pool. It's just a different form of adding it. And it's a great way to raise the pH. So yes, I'm using, a borax laundry detergent booster in a pool because it is very high in pH, and it's a much better way to raise the pH in the pool than using soda ash, because soda ash again raises both the alkalinity and the pH. Soda ash is also very messy in the pool, and sometimes the system can't filter out all of the soda ash you're adding, and then the pool becomes cloudy. Sometimes dust settles on the bottom. And so to me, soda ash is a messy way to raise the pH in the pool. If you wanted to raise the alkalinity, I would say use baking soda for that. And if you wanted to raise the pH, I would say use the 20 Meal Team Borax that you would find in your grocery store or Walmart or Target in the laundry detergent aisle. And again, it's not a laundry detergent of any kind. It's just basically a form of borates with a high pH in it. Next question is, can I use 3-inch chlorine tablets only to sanitize my pool? I have about 3 tablets of my chlorinator on a 12,000-gallon pool. It's not reading that there's any chlorine in the water. Now, there's a lot of different factors here, but I'll start with the first part of the question. Can you use 3-inch chlorine tablets only to sanitize your my pool? Now, you can, but there is a side effect with using tablets, and everyone should know this, that there's cyanuric acid in them. There's just no way to separate that. It's part of the trichlor itself and a cyanuric acid. And therefore, when you're adding tablets, you're adding about, every tablet is about 50% cyanuric acid. So if you had 5 pounds of the trichlor tablets in your pool in 1 month, you're adding 2.5 pounds of cyanuric acid. So that's raising the cyanuric acid level in the water. Now, of course, there's an easy way to combat this. You can drain the pool partially every month or every 3 months and add fresh water, and that'll balance out the cyanuric acid. If you get 20 or 30 inches of rain in your area every year, that also dilutes the water and helps balance out the pool. So in cases like Texas or Florida, we're using a lot of trichlor tablets. If you get a lot of rain, I wouldn't worry too much about doing partial drains because the water is being diluted. And cyanuric acid does not leave the water by evaporation. You can only get rid of it by draining the pool Or, like I mentioned, if the pool gets diluted with a lot of fresh water, that's also a way for you to lower the cyanuric acid level. So you can use trichlor tablets as your primary sanitizer, but I would suggest using maybe a blended formula where you use trichlor tablets as your weekly sanitizer. You don't overuse them. So if this person is using 3 tablets and their pool is 12,000 gallons, they're definitely overusing the tablets, because you would probably use 3 tablets in a 20,000 gallon pool. I would say use 1 tablet, and then I would use either Cal Hypo or liquid chlorine to raise the chlorine level up in your pool to a certain level. Now, what's probably happening here is that they just have a pool with 0 chlorine and they have 3 tablets. They put in the chlorinator and they're thinking that's going to raise the chlorine level up. But the trichlor tablets dissolve very slowly and they're only going to reactivate the chlorine that's in the pool. So, for example, if the pool's at 0 and you put 3 tablets in a floater or a chlorinator, the pool is not going to go the next day from 0 to 3 parts per million, because they dissolve very slowly and they're designed to keep the active or free chlorine at a level, a certain level. So what you need to do is actually shock the pool. And I would suggest for this pool to put in 1 pound of Cal Hypo, and then the 3-inch chlorine tablets will keep that chlorine at 5 parts per million all week long if you set it and adjust it correctly, because the chlorine level is at 5 parts per million. And with the chlorine tablets dissolving, it's going to maintain that 5 parts per million all week long. And then the next week, you'll put in another tablet. You may need to add a little more Cal Hypo to bring the chlorine level back up. But I would suggest not using 3 tablets in a 12,000 gallon pool, because what's going to happen by the end of the season, and it's pretty early right now, you'll have a cyanuric acid level of like 200 parts per million, which would not be conductive to balancing the pool water unless you partially drain that pool every week. So to me, 3 tablets in a 12,000 gallon pool is overdoing it. And it's one of those things where you have to really have balance with the chlorine types you're using. You can't just use 1 type of chlorine in most cases, because the byproducts, you know, are not the greatest for your pool. And you want to make sure you keep the byproducts at a low enough level by doing partial drains, refills, or if you get a lot of rain, the dilution will help with that aspect of it. Here's another one here, and it's, do you still use phosphine in your maintenance routine? I was watching your old videos and I plan on switching from using algicide to phosphine on my routes. What would you recommend it? And I would say that yes, the phosphine works really well, because you're eliminating one food source for the algae. And in most cases, that's enough to prevent algae from growing. And I mentioned, and I'll say reiterate, that in most cases, that's enough to prevent algae from growing. Not in all cases, because there's other factors like the chlorine level, the pool usage, the filtration. But in most cases, using a phosphate remover with the maintenance dose every week in the pool is highly effective. I would probably recommend using a blended formula instead, because then you're adding more things to the pool at the same time that will enhance the chlorine. So instead of just using the phosphine, which is fine by itself, by the way, but I think you'll benefit from also adding enzymes to the pool. And there's 2 products that you can use to do this. You can use the Perfect Weekly, which has the NoPhos, which is a little bit stronger phosphate remover. It also has the smart enzymes, and it also has a way to protect the pool from evaporating rapidly with the cover-free product in there. Or you can use the phosphine and Pool Perfect, which is the enzyme and the phosphine. And the enzymes are great because it also helps keep the tile line clean, but it breaks down suntan lotion, other things that are in the pool that the chlorine can be used up, you know, with that being in the pool. And just like the microalgae can use up the chlorine, and the phosphine will eliminate that or prevent that because one of the food sources is eliminated. Now, phosphates aren't the only food source for algae, but it's one of the main food sources. And phosphates are in a lot of products that get into the pool, you know, shampoo. It's in sometimes in the fill water, because the phosphates protect the plumbing for the municipalities that are supplying the water. So it gets in the pool pretty readily and easily. It's actually just blown in the pool sometimes just by things that are around that have the phosphates. It's like one of those things where sometimes you don't know how it gets in the pool, but it's there. And the phosphine is a great way to take the phosphate out of the pool. It goes into the filter, then you backwash and clean it, and the phosphates get eliminated from the pool with that kind of method. And it's really effective. And so it's an effective enhancer And I would say that if you're going to use the phosphory, you could definitely just buy that and use that as your primary way of preventing algae in the pool. Or you can get the blended formula and have the enzymes as well. And I think, again, the blended formula works more effectively because now you're adding one, two, or three products to the pool at the same time, and you're getting the same effect. You're getting the effect of all of those together that will really help maintain that pool. And it's a great way to prevent algae. I've done many testings with phosphate removers, different brands, from the Orenda to the SeaClear one. And I find that, you can really eliminate the phosphates with a variety of different phosphate products out there. But natural chemistry, the phosphate is weak enough to where you can't make a mistake and overdose the pool. Or on the other hand, if you use something like the SeaClear brand or even the Orenda, you can definitely overdose the pool, and then you'll have a lot of dropout or fallout in the pool. So yes, I still use the phosphory, but I mainly use the blended formula of the phosphory with the phosphory in there, the Perfect Weekly or the phosphory plus the Pool Perfect product. If you're looking for other podcasts I've recorded, and of course some of these series on from YouTube, you would just go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, on the banner, click on the podcast icon, and then from there'll be a drop-down menu and there'll be a search box. You can just type in YouTube, and this will get you all the other questions I have here if you want to hear some more answers. And of course, there's other podcasts you can listen to there. And if you're interested in the coaching program, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.